Well, good morning. It is 6:09 a.m. on Friday, January 13th, 2023, not 22, 2023, because I know what year it is. Degrees, which is like 9.5 degrees Celsius. 91% humidity with a light drizzle. As I commence my walk down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearl Cast, y'all. Friday the 13th. That's got to do with the Templars, right? Yeah. The Templar, was it a Pope or a King? Basically declared war on the Templars because they were so frickin' rich. And on Friday the 13th, all of these attacks on all the Templar headquarters happened. And it was just a bad day to be a Templar. So boom, Friday the 13th, unlucky. Of course, it's not that they were unlucky, it's that they were politically indelicate. It's got nothing to do with luck. So today, I'm going to try and pop down to the DMV without an appointment. See how that goes. Try and get my registration and my license plates. It wasn't real clear on the website how that gets done. And apparently you can do it by mail, but I'm not confident that I filled out the right forms and have the right documentation. So I'm gonna go down to the DMV. Hopefully I've interpreted everything right. I called them once, but the person wasn't particularly helpful. So we shall see. But if all goes well, then I'll have license plates to go with my nifty new license. And then contact my local farmer's agent, with whom I'm currently taking out renter's insurance, because that's mandatory anymore when you rent an apartment. Gotta prove you have renter's insurance, which I get. So, and I'll get local car insurance for Copernicus. And the Oregoning of Dave will be complete. Administrative details and all that. Let's see, what else? I think I mentioned Homes.com is discontinuing their... Well, maybe I didn't mention. I don't recall. But Homes.com is discontinuing their contractor portal. Up to this point, I log into the Homes.com contractor portal, and it shows me any assignments I have and the scripts and all the pertinent details. And then I record and produce the narration and upload it through that portal. And apparently they're discontinuing that. Apparently they discontinued it on the 11th, but I've still been able to get in there and I've still been getting assignments there. But concurrent to that, all future assignments are going through email, and I have been receiving email assignments. So I don't know, things are in transition there, which makes sense. I mean, the project should be nearing its completion, one would think. But, you know, we shall see. But, got a couple of those to knock out yet this morning. Heck, I might even be able to knock that out before I go to the DMV. I was up at like 3:45 this morning, and doing that, I am not getting out of bed, light fitful doze, trying to get back to like some good deep REM sleep, which I attempted for, I don't know, an hour or so, and finally gave up, which is why I'm so early this morning. So, Powell's, pink, hello Powell's. God, there's something about seeing stacks and stacks and stacks of books as far as the eye can see, fading into that like distance, that blur. Morning. That's just, I don't know, it's inspiring. You know, just being close to so many books makes you feel smarter, you know, which is, you know, silly, but the potential for knowledge is there, and that potential, that's heady stuff, man. Morning. I think that's why libraries and bookstores have such a mystique about them. I mean, for those that like, enjoy reading or learning and reading, I mean, they represent, it's the gold mine, it's Shangri-La, it's everything. And Powell's, knowing that it's like four stories of that over and over and over again, it's like, oh, I could never read all of these books in my life. But by God, you might try. It's a magical place. So, yeah. Oh, last night, James and Zig and I had a movie night, and we watched Pinocchio, Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. And, you know, there are directors who have their fingerprint, their distinctive, this must be a blah blah movie. You know, Quentin Tarantino comes to mind. And Del Toro, definitely. This is definitely a Del Toro story. And all through the movie, all of us were saying, well, you wouldn't see that in a Disney movie. There's a lot of that going on. Del Toro has this way of bringing in this sort of casual cruelty to his stories. This, you know, normally it would be showcased and highlighted in bright lights and framed, this darkness. But with Del Toro, it's a part of the landscape. It's there, you see it, but it's not given that narrative weight. It's just a thing that happens. And it's jarring, honestly, to see, not jarring, it definitely changes the narrative, it deepens the narrative, because, you know, in this case, I don't think it's giving anything away by saying that it takes place during World War II. And Mussolini, it takes place in Italy. Pinocchio, Geppetto, an Italian thing, Italian story. And Mussolini is in charge, Il Duce. And while that is, it's not, it's a part of the story, but it's not the story. It's not even a center part of the story. It's just a part of the landscape. But because Mussolini and World War II and fascism was such, is such a factor in our culture, that just having the casual reference carries a lot of emotional baggage. And I think Del Toro knows that and incorporates it in there to to darken the story. You know, and you can say, but it's the way it was. Well, yeah, but he didn't have to do that. He didn't have to put Mussolini in the story of Pinocchio. But his choice to set it in that time and have that be part of the set piece of the narrative, it speaks to his vision as a director. And if you haven't seen it yet and you're listening to this, now that's going to be like a big thing. It's going to highlight and show you, oh yeah, that's what Dave was talking about. Oh, there it is, yeah. So maybe I shouldn't have said anything. Sorry, it's amazing how we can taint each other, how we can infect each other with ideas and perceptions, you know, or allow ourselves to be tainted and affected. I mean, you didn't have to hit the play button and listen to this, but in doing so, you've allowed me into your mind. But I mean, it's conversation with people is a kind of conceptual infection, a cross-contamination of insight and inspiration and passion. See, and here we are at the end of the walk, and I want to talk more about that, but but we're at the end of the walk, so you're just going to have to infer from there. I'm back at Jameson Square on Friday the 13th. Nothing bad happened. What a shock. I know, don't jinx it, Dave. I hope you have a splendid Friday the 13th. It's the end of the week. The weekend looms ahead. Things happen. Let them. Have a great day. And however it goes down, Zigzag has given us a lovely bit of inspiration to pull from. Despite everything, create. Yeah. Create new experiences. That we can't help but do. Just getting up and walking around does that. But again, it's intent. That's the thing. It's just passively going about. I mean, you can't be on all the time, but taking that initiative and saying, I'm owning this. This is mine. I'm doing this. That counts. That's important. And love fearlessly. Because whatever happens, it's love. You know, it might be painful, it might not, who knows? But it's love. Whether it's love of a pet, or love of a book, or love of a person, that capacity to commit yourself surrender yourself to someone or something. That's a many splendored thing. And I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.